You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Hope your Thursday is going well. Gearing up for another weekend of really intriguing sports. We set up the Orioles weekend, the Astros weekend in Baltimore versus the Orioles. That's going to be there. And, of course, the Texans finishing out their preseason. But the real important day was today. Joint practice there in Detroit. It's done. It's dusted. Let's hear about what the head coach of the Texans thought about it. Here's D'Amico Ryans.
Good to see you, man.
It looked like some good work on both sides of the football. Where did you think of the practice overall?
Yeah, overall, I thought we got really good work on all three phases. Guys are competitive, two really competitive teams, physical teams. Really appreciate the way that Dan had his group ready to work. Thought we worked in a pro-style manner. Everybody was able to work well, stay up, got good work in on all three phases. So excited, really pleased with this team, being able to go against a really great Lions team. Their offensive unit, they have a ton of speed, ton of playmakers over there. They made a lot of plays, challenged us defensively, and also on the other side of the ball. Really great defensive unit, making plays. So I think our guys got really a lot of great work out of it, beneficial work, things that we can learn from and grow from. And it's the reason why you do joint practice, right, to get the type of reps that we got today. So very, very pleased with the outcome. One thing is just our guys are ready to compete wherever we go, right? And you have to go on the road a few times throughout the year. Can you travel on the road? We did this last week versus the Panthers, but I thought our guys handled this really well. Traveling, different environment, not being at home, not sleeping in your bed, not being comfortable, right? You're uncomfortable. Can you still come out and perform at a high level? And our guys did that today.
It seemed like the offensive line kind of got their footing as the practice went on. What would you kind of see from them, specifically maybe the tackles?
Yeah, with our offensive line, what I saw guys still playing physical up front. We were able to, you know, break some runs there. Chubb, Woody, Jawar, all the backs were able to break a few runs. It starts up front. Those guys played physical, got a hat on a half finish. The tackles did a good job on the edge, really of handling the twists and the games. Proud of our guys for that. And the communication of picking up blitzes. So anytime you do a joint practice, you'll see different type of blitzes, different type of pressures and adjustments. So I think when you're able to handle that really well and allow your rules to work for you, and you see how sound the protections are, you see how sound we are when we play with the great technique, it works. So we just have to continue to lean into what we're doing, lean into what's being coached, and do it the right way every single time, and we'll be really good up front.
How do you think the defense adjusted to the speed of the Lions wide receivers and running back?
Yeah, that's the point again, right? You come up, you got different players, J-Mo's fast, Gibbs is fast. They had a lot of speed on the Lions offense. So, you know, defensively, you have to adjust. You have to be able to react and be able to stay on top, eliminate the explosives. So it was a great look, great learning for our guys when you got to know how to play your different matchups. This joint practice is really geared for both teams. It's geared toward our ones. Right? You want to work in a competitive yet controlled environment and allow those guys to get as much work as possible, really working a ton of situations, third downs, two-minute, get to work, red zone, a lot of different situations. You can get many more plays in than you would in a game. So I thought it's very beneficial work for most of our ones who guys, you know, typically in this third game, you won't see many of those guys out there playing. Christian is doing a really nice job of working his way back into football shape. Yeah, and he's doing a really good job. I like where he is. Still room to grow and improve, but he's in a really good spot right now. Aziz dealing with a little minor thing. He'll be fine. Nico has grown the most to me in these first 3 years is just the confidence, right? Every time I see Nico, I'm saying, hey, what's up, playmaker? Like, you are a big-time playmaker. You know, walk that way. And he's done that. He shows up that way on the field anytime, you know, we need a play. We know it, and I think the opponent knows it. That's where the ball is going. And with everybody knowing, he still shows up and makes big-time plays in any critical moment that you need him to. So that's one thing I've seen is just that confidence is exactly where it needs to be for Nico.
You're not ready to give us a definitive answer as far as the offensive line is concerned. What do you think about the way that Titus Howard was able to handle this matchup against
Aiden? Yeah, with our offensive line, I think they handled the front really well. Aiden's such a great player. You talk about explosive, dynamic. For me to see him work back and be out here from what he went through, as tough an injury as he had to go through, it's really cool to see him back out working, and it's still he's still bringing it on the edge. I thought Titus did a really nice job today, and of course Aiden got him a couple times. Titus got him a couple times, but that's two pros working together. That's football, and I'm pleased with where Titus did today. Yeah, Kaylee and CJ, they continue to develop that trust. It's like any relationship, you have to – first, it's about the communication. Like staying in constant communication, that's what allows a relationship to flourish. And those guys are lock and step. They're communicating well one another. And that relationship will still blossom. Like we're still at the beginning stages of Kaylee and CJ working together. But I think for where we are now, both guys done an outstanding job of just allowing us to be as best as we can possibly be, and knowing that it's even brighter on the other side. I'm very encouraged with where they are in their relationship.
Coach, you got a chance to feel like the lights coming on a little bit more for Jalen Dole, and things are clicking for him as camp is kind of
Jalen's progressed well. He showed up, made a few plays out here today. Jalen has all the skill set, the tools. It's just when you're a rookie, the thing I always stress with rookies is try to slow it again. Don't think so much. Like they're in their playbook studying harder than anyone else. Like, and now when you come out here, don't get out of the playbook and remember you got to play football, play fast. So the rookies, they start. Continue to play, they continue to progress, they get better, they play faster. And I've seen Jalen definitely take strides towards playing faster as camp is going on.
Coach, you got an opportunity to play against this Lions team last year. What have you seen from them as far as their
season? I see a tough competitive unit. They're going to be really good on offense. Their defense is going to make you earn every single yard that you get. Guys are playing well together. They communicate. Watching the guys on the defense, they communicated really well to all the adjustments and checks. So really sound unit, coach really well. So anytime you have guys who the team is coached well, they play with great fundamentals, they're going to win football games because they know how to do it the right way. Yeah, with Jimmy, I know there are a lot of allegations and things with Jimmy. We don't know the true story of all those, and I hate to jump to rush judgment on any situation, right, with Jimmy. We'll let the situation play itself out, let whatever has to happen in the court system, let that play out. But I think it's unfair to rush the judgment when allegations and stories come out on players. Everybody's quick to jump on it and jump on the negative side with the players. Let's just allow it to play out, and we'll see what happens when everything is over.
Coach, I know that, yeah. I know that everything is being revalued.
Yeah.
Matt Burke said the other day that, you know, the way to go to the film room, the way to do the recovery that we have and things like that. How important is it for a lot of these guys to really show up on Saturday?
This is a huge game, man, for a lot of young guys, guys who are on the bubble, so to speak. Guys have a chance to go out one last time and make an impact, right? Show up, make the plays that can really spark interest, not only in the Texans, but also the other 31 teams. So whoever's on the field, I want our guys to go out there and play their absolute best. I want all our guys to shine, and I want others to see how good of a roster we have, how much depth we have. We have a lot of guys who are worthy of making an NFL roster. I can't keep all of them, but if they make the league, I'm so proud of all our guys. All right. Thank you, guys. All right.
There's D'Amico.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ryan's head coach of your Houston Texans after a joint practice out there in Detroit. There's a number of things that jumped out. I understand. I see you 832. When does D'Amico ever say anything negative? I think that he likes to have a positive demeanor, but you can read between the lines,
yes,
and see the places where maybe there would be things that could be viewed as negative, or at least places where you can see that he is putting a positive spin on something that, you know, maybe otherwise someone could look at as someone that's negative or whatever. But one of the things I wanted to note was just him talking about and, you know, accentuating how this practice was for the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was not, yo, we're trying to get everybody reps. This was the ones and maybe people that fit into that, that get out there. The twos and threes, they'll get their work on Saturday at Ford Field. But here, this is for the ones. And I think that that becomes notable when you look at some of the people that got involved, like a Jalen Knoll, who was out there. Not just out there, but seemingly looking like he belonged. Obviously, it's notable that Christian Harris was out there and getting himself back up to speed amongst the ones. But yeah, this was a practice for the ones.
And I think, you know, I didn't mean to upset Sean Pendergast, but Saturday's game is going to be, this is the last time we'll see C.J. Stroud in the ones.
Certainly.
Is how I'll put it. And I think it's important when you combine what he just said, quote, geared toward our ones, versus some of the names that were mentioned. You mentioned Christian Harris. How about Woody Marks, Nick Chubb, and Jahar Jordan? You know, I know the Chiefs played some today, and maybe
certainly
Jordan was with that. But I think they're honing in on the running back room, and those might be the three guys. I'm sure Dari Ogunbowale got some reps as well. I didn't hear him mention that. But here's the other thing. He sounded excited about what he saw today. I know there were some bad moments. We talked about them, not necessarily. We got some information, not necessarily from Texans beat writers, but from others. You know, but I think he was pretty excited about what he saw today.
Can I ask you a question on that, though? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm asking, because I'm going to ask you the question regardless. I kind of felt like the excitement stemmed from D'Amico, the football nerd, mm-hmm. looking at a joint practice where everybody seemingly made it out standing upright.
Mm-hmm.
That falls into his first answer, which was talking about good work in all three phases. Everybody handled it professionally, and you know, even in places where they challenged, where they were challenged, and maybe they struggled, it provided an opportunity to see things. I think he is operating from more of the CEO coach role when he says with that excitement, where we, you know, I was able to throw different things at this team mm-hmm. and get them to see more, because that's going to be what ultimately benefits them most over the course of the season.
Yeah, but you know, within that, you know, he said third down, red zone, some of the situations that they're in. I think he, you know, he got the look with these guys. This rotation maybe would be the better way to put it, that they wanted. And I think the other thing that was very important, he was asked about the definitive answer on the offensive line. Didn't answer it per se, but definitely they had the same guys out there that we've come accustomed to.
I imagine Titus Howard was on the outside, because
he said, "I'm pleased with what Titus did on the edge."
Yeah, he was asked about Titus, and yeah, said on the edge, and he started by saluting Aiden Hutchinson. I think obviously mm-hmm. D'Amico's heart for players shows up where he's talking about the excitement to mm-hmm. see Aiden Hutchinson return after what was a gruesome injury last year.
Mm-hmm.
But then he started talking about how Titus Howard lost some against Aiden, but he obviously made sure to make note of he won some against Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited to hear Mark Schlereth on with the fellas this morning at 8 p.m. with Payne and Pendergast, because he reminded me of something that we know to be true, which is offensive line, it can't be no 50-50 proposition. Now, of course, it's practice. I understand it's different. But he made a great point, which is we could go up against each other 62 plays. I don't remember exactly if that's the number. If I win 61 of them, but you win another one and you get a sack, you can go to a Pro Bowl. Like, legitimately, mm-hmm. offensive linemen talk about all you have to do is give up a sack every game, and that dude over there is going to the Pro Bowl, and might not have a job.
Yeah.
Like, I think that D'Amico, in trying to find the positivity there, talking about, well, Titus got him on some too. Yeah, that needs to be more of a win proposition. Of course, again, it's practice. I understand you're not going to win every rep,
mm-hmm.
and that's not what I'm trying to say. But I just did find that interesting remembering that with the offensive line, the mindset really needs to be I'm winning every damn rep.
Yeah, you have to be. And for the record, there were some reports coming out of Detroit media. One of them said C.J. Stroud is running for his life today. He did run one in, though, and that was before the last couple of sessions when the offense did protect a little better. So there's that. And then the last thing for me that jumped out is Jalen Nowell is in the mix. Jalen Nowell is going to be getting a lot of time on the field and not just returning kicks.
And he should.
Yeah.
Like, that was, I mean, again, circling back around to what I was talking about. This was a practice geared towards the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he belong, but he actually flashed.
And made plays, again, yeah.
I think there's definitely places where the likes of Clint and Seth will give us deep dives into what football is at that intellectual level. But sometimes we don't need to make it harder.
Mm-hmm.
Who is showing up? Who is flashing? Who do you see popping out on the field? And oftentimes that number 82, Jalen Nowell, he shows up in that way. And even amongst the best, right? Like, that's the whole idea. You put yourself amongst the best. And if you're able to flash in that circumstance, you belong. I think we're very, very much learning. Jalen Nowell belongs on that football field.
Yeah, he's going to be on the football field.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see that. There was a lot more things to take away. We'll circle around and have some more opportunities to talk about the things that we're gathering from a joint practice day out there in Detroit. But there you go. That's just what D'Amico Ryan said for Saul from his perspective after practice. You're in the loop now. Well, you've been in the loop since 10 a.m. and you will be till 2. But coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.